permit me to explain the connection between the Declaration of Independence that you were invited to sign and post this week and the American Declaration of Independence that was signed by the Founding Fathers in 1776. My great-great-great-grandfather was named David Rush. David Rush was a cousin of one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence by the name of Benjamin Rush. Benjamin Rush, in the early years of his life, visited England and was awed by the regality of the crown. He saw no more awesome heights to aspire to than to become royalty. He was convinced that the British way of life was a way of life to be aspired to, admired, and honored. Soon after his trip, he changed his mind, for as it turned out, there was significant oppression by the British toward the Americans with regard to taxation and with regard to the attitude that the Americans were to be slaves and servants of the British. The Americans were a lower class to be put into the closet and quieted, even if it meant military action was necessary and needed. The Americans stepped forward and declared their independence. They began to make strong statements about their right to live their life the way they wanted to live it, to earn a living without the encumbrances of having a higher power or authority over them, telling them what to do and how to do it. What then is the connection between the American Declaration of Independence and the Independence Declaration that I wrote and invited you to sign this week? I have heard now, over a 6-year period, too many horrifying stories of the response people have had to being told that they are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It is a horrible experience for so many individuals. Being told means that they have lost their freedom, or at least that's the interpretation. Words that are spoken by those who convey the information have a devastating impact on an individual's hope, life force, and dreams. I see a profound connection between that event and the event of the British oppressing the spirit and the life force and the dreams of the American people. It's really the same. Are we going to accede to the authority of another, whatever that other might be, whether a country or whether a person? I think not. I think it's time to step forward and to make a statement that it is time now to assert our own independence. Our body does have the wisdom and the knowledge to bring all imbalances back into order. The natural condition of the body is to be in harmony, not to be in disharmony. Once we begin to listen, to be mindful of the signals our body gives to us, once we honor the limitless knowledge and wisdom that is contained within us, we accelerate our ability to reverse symptoms as we have the opportunity to celebrate a life that affords us endless opportunities for abundance, for health, for wealth, and for all that our hearts desire. Of course, it is important to seek advice from others, whether they be physical therapists, chiropractors, medical doctors, naturopath doctors, researchers, neurofeedback practitioners, bioacoustic practitioners, Feldenkrais practitioners, cranial sacral practitioners, Bowen practitioners, acupuncturists, herbalists, masters of Tai Chi and Qigong, spiritual masters. Of course, it is important to read, to study, and to consider options. In the end, the decision resides within each of us. We have the power to heal. It is now time to be mindful of that power, to actualize that power, to turn the switch that says wrongly, falsely, and harmfully that Parkinson's is a degenerative condition, to acknowledge the true ability of the body to heal itself. Of course, medicines may be needed or required. Of course, supplements may be needed or required. Perhaps surgeries will be facilitative. Nothing that I have argued here suggests that there is any one or single therapy or option or approach that is superior to another. Your body is truly a unique and sacred vessel. The imbalances are unique to you as a person. Dig deeply down, and you will begin to identify the options that need to be pursued for becoming symptom-free. You are warmly and cordially invited, if you have decided to sign this Declaration of Independence, to recruit others to do the same. No diagnosis of Parkinson's disease is required or necessary, for you see, this declaration pertains to each and every individual who occupies a body, which happens to be all of us. May we join together as a community of individuals who are committed in our hearts, our minds, and our souls to the idea that we have limitless wisdom that is contained within us. We have the ability to make good decisions. Acknowledge that wisdom now. Accept that power now. Actualize your life force now. Celebrate today each and every moment of your recovery as it unfolds ever so gently and effortlessly. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.